welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines. This episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan on doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon, and that will actually just take you to Amazon. We get a little bit of a commission off of that. Again, otrwesterns.com/Amazon. Use that next time you shop online. Today's episode is going to be, well, we're going to do a new series. We've only got about 7 episodes. This series is called The Silver Eagle. It's a little off of the standard Western, but since it has to do with the Mounties, I figured since we do Challenge of the Yukon, we might as well do this one also. ABC began broadcasting The Silver Eagle during the summer of 1951. The story centered on Sergeant Jim Wes of the Northwest Mounted Police, played by Jim Amici. The show followed the traditions of Fran Stryker, which also did The Lone Ranger and Challenge of the Yukon. Rather than a loyal dog, Yukon King, as in Challenge of the Yukon, Sergeant West has his big French-Canadian trapper, Joe Perdue. I should mention, Joe Perdue is played by Jack Lester. Also in this, you'll find that his name is Jacques Lester for the Canadian part of this. The Silver Eagle often dealt with native tribes in Western Canada. Usually Indians were victims of greedy whites they encountered. It fell to Sergeant West to protect the noble savages, and again that's in quotes, who were imbued with all the stereotypes of B-Western matinees. This is kind of why I have this as an old-time radio Western. So it's more of an adventure show, but obviously we only have 7 episodes. We're going to go ahead and get into it. I hope you enjoy. If you like it, let me know. Send me an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. Let me know if you want more shows like this. These are just quick one-offs. You'll have this for the rest of this week, and then it'll be out for everyone to download in the future. Again, it's not long enough series to just do on itself because it is only 7 episodes. So let's get into today's episode. I hope you enjoy. And again, thanks for listening. The first one we have comes from June 29th, 1954. It's episode 183, and the title is Redman's Vengeance. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Wild, a trail of danger. A scarlet rider of the Northwest Mounted serving justice with the swiftness of an arrow. The Silver Eagle. The untamed North. Frontier of adventure and peril. The lone, mysterious North, where one man dedicated to the motto of the Canadian Northwest Mounted Police faces danger and death to bring in the lawless and maintain the right, the most famous Mountie of them all, the Silver Eagle.
The transcribed record and events dealing with our Silver Eagle case after this message.
And now our Silver Eagle adventure, Red Man's Vengeance. Trouble was brewing in the Beaver Indian country, and the two men who had roused the anger of the savages to fever pitch were a pair of white trappers named Mike Dunlop and Roy Carwin. One morning, as the two white men were having breakfast in their cabin.
Listen, Mike, I've been thinking. Maybe we ought to clear out of this territory.
After all the work we've done putting up our cabin and stringing out our trap lines? Not on your life. Sit down and have your coffee. What's got into you?
It's the way the Injuns have been acting lately.
Well, what about them?
You know as well as I do. Those beavers don't like us invading their territory. They're spoiling for trouble, Mike. Even old man Cavanaugh up at the trading post says so.
Never mind what that old windbag says. This is a free country, and we can trap anywhere we please. Leave here next spring and not before. We'll have a whole sled load of pelts. Put the coffee pot back on the stove.
I don't like it, Mike. If we're going to stay on it, at least let's play it safe.
Meaning what?
Well, let's not give them a chance to pick us off. When we're out tending the traps, let's stick together all the time.
How can we cover the whole trap line if we don't split up?
Suppose one of us runs into trouble.
The engines won't give us no trouble.
You can say that now, but suppose you wind up with a trade ball in your back one of these days, or maybe get your scalp lifted.
The trouble with you, Carwin, is you've got a yellow streak a foot wide down your back.
I'm not yellow.
Oh, yes, you are. You proved that last spring. I was a blasted fool ever to team up with you.
Don't start talking that way, Mike. Just because I lost my nerve that one time, you got no right to hold that against me.
You chickened out once, you'll do it again.
I tell you, I'm as much a man as you are.
Then act like it.
Oh, all right. But I still want to know what we're going to do if the engines make trouble.
You've got a rifle. Show them you're not afraid and they'll leave you alone. Just one thing you got to watch out for. Don't get jumpy and go pulling trigger when there's no call for it. If we ever spill blood around here, those beavers will really go after our scalps.
Alarmed by growing rumors of unrest among the Indians, the mounted police had already ordered Sergeant Jim West, the Silver Eagle, to the scene of trouble. Accompanied by his big French-Canadian trail mate, Joe Badeau, he arrived that same day at the trading post run by old Sam Cavanaugh.
By gum, Sergeant, you got here just in time, and that's a fact.
What's this all about, Sam?
Just what I wrote in that letter to Inspector Argyle. The beaver engines are fixing to go on the warpath.
You mean the whole tribe of beaver engines, monsieur?
Well, I ain't saying about the main bunch over in British Columbia, but the hunters in this part of the territory, Chief Big Tooth's outfit, they're really out for blood.
What's causing the trouble?
Two white trappers, Mike Dunlop and Roy Carwin. They moved in last fall and started running the trap line. That made the beavers fighting mad. They hate the sight of them. Big Tooth says if they don't clear out, he'll have their scalps hanging from his lodgepole.
The Gersh, I think those beavers don't like any paleface so good, eh?
They're the meanest redskins in Canada, Joe. In fact, they're kin to the Apaches down in the States.
That doesn't mean they turn into a pack of killers, Sam.
They've done it before, Sergeant. Don't forget that time they burned down the Northwest Company post and massacred all the hands.
That was a long time ago.
But they still remember. Look how they handled that party of Klondikers who came through this way.
Well, what about Dunlop and Carwin? Are they going to stay on?
As far as I know, they are. But you take my advice, Sergeant, and tell them to clear out while they still got their scalps.
Where'd these two have their cabin?
Down in the South Fork of the Medicine River. Reckon you can make it there by tonight or maybe tomorrow morning.
All right, we'll see what we can do.
It was late that afternoon when Roy Carwin paused on the bank of a frozen creek to remove a marten from one of his traps. His manner was fearful. Every nerve in his body was taut as a bowstring. He had seen the tracks of a band of Indian hunters in the neighborhood, and now he suspected they were dogging his trail. Suddenly, he looked up as a swarthy, fur-clad Indian stepped into view.
What you do, white man?
You got eyes. You can see what I'm doing. I'm taking a marten out of my trap.
No, you not take. All furs belong in John.
That's not true. I have as much right to trap here as you do.
White man lie. This land belong beaver in John.
Now look, I don't want any trouble, but this Martin's mine.
No, me take.
Stay back. Don't come any closer.
In John take fur.
Put that knife away. I'm warning you, don't come any closer.
No, not so take.
Oh, you crazy fool. I didn't want to shoot. Oh, good night. It's a whole bunch of them. I better get the thief. We gotta clear out.
What are you talking about?
I just killed an Indian.
What?
Killed an Indian. I didn't mean to, Mike, but I couldn't help it. He was gonna kill me.
Calm down. Tell me what happened.
I was taking a marten out of one of my traps. This redskin showed up. He pulled a knife on me. I warned him to stay back, but he wouldn't listen, so I had to shoot him.
Why, you confounded harebrained idiot. I warned you not
to... Don't go blaming me, Mike. I told you the truth. He was gonna kill me.
What did you do with his body?
Left it. I had to. There was a whole hunting party up on the hill.
They saw what happened. I had to run for it.
You mean they're after you now?
They were, but I think they turned back. Probably went back to the main camp to rouse all the braves.
They'll rouse them, all right. We'll have the whole pack of them here on our necks before midnight.
Help me get some grub on this sled. We better load up everything we need.
Wait till I get my park on.
Do you suppose we can make it to the trading post?
Oh, there's no chance of that now. They'll cut us off when we head in that direction.
Which way can we go?
We'll head south, toward Lake Ladue. There's a Scotch-Indian half-breed down that way named Ike McQueen.
Yeah, I know him.
He stands in pretty good with the Indians. Maybe he can help us.
All right, let's get moving.
Hold it, Joe! Stop the team!
Oh, stop that! Hold on, my little curly tails! What's the matter, Jim?
Up there on the hillside. It's Ike McQueen.
Because you're right. I don't even see him before.
Come on, let's go meet him.
Okie donkey, Silver Eagle.
Hey there! Silver Eagle!
Hello, Ike!
Bonjour, my friend!
I figured it was you and Joe, and by thunder, I'm sure glad you're here.
You know what happened at Medicine River?
Oh, say I do. That blame fool Carwin shot a beaver engine. Now the whole pack is after him and his partner. But how'd you find out?
The cabin was burned down. First, we think maybe they'd be inside, but we don't find no bodies.
They cleared out just in the nick of time.
Did they come this way?
Yeah, they showed up at my place yesterday morning, just before daybreak. But they didn't stay long.
But what about the Indians?
They came, too, 3-4 hours later. Chief Big Tooth, pretty good friend of mine, you know. So I tried to calm him down, but it was no use. He almost wound up killing me.
How many braves are with him?
Close on 50, I reckon. And believe me, they're really out for blood.
Son of a gumdrop, Jim. You suppose they listen to you?
If we can stop them in time, we'll make them listen. Which way did they go?
Carwin and Dunlop headed south, but I told them to double back through the hill. Figured maybe they could throw the engines off that way. Maybe you can meet up with them if you go through Buffalo Gap.
Good idea, Ike. We'll try it.
Ain't much of a chance, though. If you want the truth, I think the engines will catch you before they ever get that far.
Okay, but why do you say that?
Because Mike Dunlap broke his leg. Had to ride the sled. The way things look when they left here, they can't hope to outrun the engines.
Want some more coffee, Mike?
No, I've had enough.
All right. Yes, we better put out the fire and get moving.
Yeah, be daylight soon.
How's your leg?
Not bad. I sure wish I didn't have to ride the sled. That's slowing us down.
You think we're safe yet?
I reckon we threw them off back there on the ice, but we sure can't count on it. Fact is, we took a chance lighting this fire.
What gets me is this never knowing.
What's the matter with you? What are you looking so scared for?
I thought I heard a noise. Over there in the... Mike! Mike, it's the savages!
Holy mackerel! Now we're in for it. Get the rifle.
No! Not me! I'm clearing out!
Roy! Roy! Don't leave me! Roy!
Back to our thrilling Silver Eagle adventure in just a few seconds. But first, listen to this.
Have you heard the news? There's more to Prime than free two-day shipping on shoes. There are tons of movies ready to stream. It's like living in a film lover's dream. More to Prime.
So, what can I stream?
Let's ask the choir.
RoboCop, World War Z, and the Hunger Games catching fire.
And more! Prime lets you stream to TVs, tablets, phones. Plus, we started all our shipping by drones.
Legally, we need to inform the viewers we have not yet begun shipping by drones.
Millions of songs, including your favorite tune. You know the one by Walk the Moon. More to Prime. More to Prime.
I want to join. How much should I pay?
You can sign up for a free trial today. So let's sing it one more time.
For your free 30-day trial, go to otrwesterns.com/prime. Again, that's otrwesterns.com/prime.
Now back to the Silver Eagle, Sergeant Jim West of the Mounties, and his stirring adventure, Red Man's Vengeance. It was
was nearing midday and the Silver Eagle and Joe had paused to rest their dogs and eat a hasty meal when a haggard, exhausted white man came stumbling into their camp. The stranger was half crazed with fear, and it was only after they had calmed him down and forced him to drink a cup of strong tea that he was able to speak coherently.
Well, now that you're feeling better, suppose you begin by telling us your name.
It's Carwin. Roy Carwin.
I thought you must be Carwin, or Dunlop. What about your partner?
I don't know. He must be dead by now, I suppose. The Injuns got him.
If the Injuns capture your partner, how come you get away?
What's the use of lying? I ran off and left him.
Son of a gumdrop.
I turned yellow on him, just like he said I would. I turned yellow.
Easy now. Don't blame yourself.
What else could I do after the way I acted? I lost my nerve, but I couldn't help it.
Everyone feels fear sometime, Roy, and everyone has his breaking point. Just tell us what happened.
It was early this morning, just before we broke camp. The Injuns came rushing up on us all of a sudden. There wasn't even time to get the team. Mike had a broken leg and couldn't run. But I did run.
Don't the Injuns come after you?
Yeah, but it was still dark. I finally threw them off my trail.
Where was your camp?
Over that way, beyond those hills. Right near the mouth of the creek.
We'll see if we can find it. In the meantime, you'd better stay here.
You gonna leave me here alone?
Go up there among boulders and stay out of sight. You should be safe, but here's a rifle and some ammunition just in case. All right, Joe, let's hit the trail.
Oh, there, Sawtuck! Oh, my little curly tails! Oh, you little tail like this!
There they are, Joe.
Son of a gumdrop. Look like they got white men tied to stake. Those beaver Indians plenty tough, baby, Jean.
I know that. We'll have to try to impress them. You see that slender tree, that little sapling down there where the Indians are milling around?
Oui, je sais.
Think you could drive an arrow through it at long range?
Oh, sure, with Joe's Eskimo boat, that'd be easy. If I shoot straight.
You will. Here's what I have in mind. I'll go down there alone and you stay out of sight. But when I signal with my hand...
Chief Big Tooth, what you want here, Redcoat?
I've come to ask you why you're holding this white man prisoner.
Him kill Beaver Injun.
No, not this white man. It was his partner.
If we find that one, we kill him too.
Only we who wear the Redcoats can enforce the law of the Great White Queen, and that law is the same for everyone. The other white man will stand trial, and if he's found guilty of murder, I promise you he'll be punished.
Redcoat lie.
I want to show you something, Big Tooth. This.
Where did that arrow come from?
That arrow came from the mightiest bow in all the North Country. Even your strongest warriors couldn't bend it. You can see how the arrow went clear through that sapling, and notice what's fixed to the shaft.
Arrow have eagle feather.
Can you... Omishokwe?
Yes, I'm the Silver Eagle, and I'm proud that the Indians call me their friend. You know my word can be trusted.
What you want, Silver Eagle?
I want you to let this white man go free. I've already taken his friend in charge.
You bring other white man here.
Yes, I can bring him here, but he must remain my prisoner. If I do that, will you promise not to harm either of them?
Maybe so. But Big Tooth not promise. First you bring other white men here. Then we powwow.
Leave the team here, Joe, until we get Roy Carwin.
Who are you, Mother Me?
I told him to stay out of sight up among the boulders. Carwin, you up there?
Here I am, Sergeant. What about Mike? Is he dead?
No, he's not dead.
The Indians, they hold him prisoner.
Won't they let him go?
They will eventually, but first I have to take you back to the Indian camp.
Take me back? But they'll kill me.
No, they won't. The idea is simply...
Why, you're crazy. Why do you think they've been chasing us these past 3 days?
They want justice, and I promise them that justice will be done. According to what you told Ike McQueen, you shot the Indian in self-defense.
Sure, that's true. He was coming at me with a knife.
And some other Indians saw what happened.
That's right. A whole hunting party.
All right, then. You have nothing to fear. I promise them you'll stand trial.
Yeah, and what do they promise you?
If they see that I have you under arrest, we can persuade them to release Mike Dunlop.
Persuade them? Then they haven't actually promised you anything.
Well, no, the Indian chief didn't actually promise, but he is willing to powwow, and I'm sure that when he sees
what
you...
What kind of a fool do you think I am? Don't you realize those Indians want to kill me?
Listen, Roy, there's some danger, I admit, but this time why not face it? It's a chance to save Mike's life and win back your self-respect.
No, you don't know those beavers. Why should I go back and commit suicide?
You can't always run away from fear, Roy. The only way to conquer it is to face it.
No, I won't do it.
You've got to do it, Roy. Your partner's life depends on it.
I want to save my own life. I'm not going to face those Indians, and you can't make me.
Put that rifle down, Roy.
No, I'm a coward, I admit it, but Don't come any closer, Frenchie, or I'll shoot.
Hold it, Joe. For the last time, Roy, won't you try...
You had my answer. Now take off your gun belts, both of you. Frenchie, drop that bow.
What do you think you're going to do?
I'm going to see that you two clear out. And then I'm going where you and those Indians can't find me.
Those Indians look plenty mad, Chief.
Yes, they see we don't have Carwin with us.
Son of a gum dropper. We don't have guns, you don't even have bow. What are we going
to
do?
Just try to keep on nerve.
White man who killed Injun.
He escaped from us.
Silver Eagle speak with forked tongue.
No, I don't lie, Big Tooth. He did escape, but that doesn't mean he won't be captured. I promised you he'll stand trial, and my promise...
Silver Eagle lie! You say you bring back white man, but you promise no good. Now this white man die.
Sergeant, don't let them kill me.
They're not going to kill you, Mike. I'm here as the servant of the great white queen, and I intend to set him free. Come on, Joe, let's untie him from the stake.
No, him die. Nisakana, Mohiko, Wabija, great Tasha!
Jim, you stand back to back with Joe, mother me. Maybe this be last fight, but son of a gumdrop, she gonna be good one.
As the Indians closed in, the Monty and Joe fought like wild men, but even the bull-like strength of Joe Badeau couldn't hold back the angry mob of warriors. Finally, both he and the Silver Eagle were subdued and bound hand and foot. They watched in horror as the Indians prepared to burn Mike Dunlop at the stake. Brush was piled around his feet, and one brave stood by with a flaming torch as Chief Big Tooth spoke.
Quiet man, kill Injun. Now you see how Beaver Injun take revenge. Where'd you go? Duck on me.
Wait, Big Tooth. Wait and hear what I have to say.
What you announce, Silver Eagle?
I tell you, you're making a mistake. If you kill this man, you'll pay for it.
White man pay now for life of injury.
Many redcoats have come, pony soldiers and walking soldiers with big guns. You and all your braves will be punished.
You think you frighten us? You think we fearful like old squaw? What you got? Talk on me.
Let me through. I'm the man you want. I said let me through. I'm the one who killed the Indians.
Jim, you hear that voice?
Yes, I heard it. It's Carwin. It's Roy Carwin.
I can't believe it, Sergeant. You mean they're actually going to let me go to him?
You heard what the chief said.
But they were going to kill Mike, and now they're not going to do anything. Just turn me over to you.
The Indians respect courage, Roy, and you've just shown that you have courage. You were willing to face almost certain death in order to save your friend. We were getting quite a beating just before you interrupted.
You brave man. Have strong heart. So you got strong heart, Bido.
I got strong heart, but bruised eye. Ooh, do it get black and bluesy, Jim?
Yes, you'll have quite a shiner.
Now, Big Tooth, no, you speak true, Silver Eagle.
My way, Silver Eagle always speak true. But son of a gumdrop, sometimes truth hurts. Oh, my eye.
I reckon I better take back what I said about you having a yellow streak, Roy. May have been there once, but... Man, you sure wiped the slate clean today.
I don't know, Mike. I still feel mighty ashamed of what I did.
Oh, forget it.
You'll still have to face trial, but you shot in self-defense, so I don't think you'll have too much to worry about. Will your braves come to the trial, Chief, and tell what they saw?
They tell. Me come, too.
What about the Indian who was shot? Was he killed instantly, or did he live long enough to say anything?
Not talk when we leave village, but maybe him talk before him die. We find out from school.
You mean he wasn't dead when you left your village?
No, him hurt bad, but him still live. Little bit.
A little bit? Maybe he's still alive. We'd better head back right now and find out.
Well, what's the outlook, Sergeant?
I'd say the outlook was very good, Roy.
My way, that engine you shoot is one tough customer.
The wound shows no sign of infection, and now that he survived this long, I'd say he's apt to recover.
Well, I'll be doggone. Sounds like a miracle, eh, Roy?
Whatever it is, I'm mighty thankful. But I think the real miracle is what happened out there on the trail when the Indians were going to burn you at the stake.
You mean them letting us both go free?
No. I mean what happened inside me. Thanks to what the Silver Eagle told me, I got back something I've been missing for a long time.
What'd that be, mon ami?
My self-respect.
Oh, my way. When man find that, he be rich for rest of his lifetime.
Thank you. Today's story of the Great Northwest was written by James Lawrence. Jim Amici stars in the part of Jim West. Joe Badeau is played by Jacques Lister. The Silver Eagle is a copyrighted transcribed feature of Jewel Radio and Television Productions. This is Bill O'Connor.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And don't forget to rate this episode in iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good day.